Welcome, everyone. You're listening to A Cup of Clarity, the podcast for women who want to get clear and live life with more purpose, presence, and peace. I'm your host, Jeanette Millian. I'm a longtime educator, certified life coach, and speaker. And together with conscious experts I interview, I'm here to offer you insight for intentional living. So, if you're ready to start living life from the inside out, grab your cup, take a sip, and listen in. Welcome back to another episode of A Cup of Clarity, friends. I'm your host, Jeanette Millian, and it's great to have you here. I wanted to talk about my friend Brené Brown today. Okay, well, actually, she's not my real friend. But if you know who she is, you know how she makes you feel as though she is your friend. If you're not familiar with her work, start by watching her famous TEDx talk from 2010 called The Power of Vulnerability, which is the fourth most watched TED talk with 52 million views to date. Brené is a researcher and an author of several books such as The Gifts of Imperfection and Daring Greatly. Her work focuses on shame, vulnerability, and empathy. And she is funny, smart, and as relatable and as authentic as they get. So, hence the friend reference. There's a quote in her book, Daring Greatly, that really resonated with me. It says, "Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are." It's so good, and I love it so much, I'm going to repeat it once more. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. In addition to that, Brené says that we must dare to show up and let ourselves be seen. That is vulnerability, and that is daring greatly. And so I wanted to take this episode to dive into authenticity and vulnerability. For so many years, I told myself, I don't do vulnerability. It was just too hard. At the time, I had this belief that being vulnerable was a sign of weakness. I didn't like to cry in front of others or divulge how I was really feeling. I didn't ask for help for fear of people thinking I couldn't do it all. I believe that if I minimize my flaws, tried to be perfect, and do things perfectly, then I would avoid others judging me or not liking me, or God forbid, thinking less of me. If you're anything like me, you've probably had your share of past hurts. You've probably had other people's judgments and criticisms weighing you down, as well as old beliefs and conditioning bubbling up away under the surface. You've been collecting these throughout your life. Over time, they've just layered up on top of each other, layer after layer over so many years. These protective layers that you've built up makes it hard to show up as the real you. It's hard to show up as our real selves, so we conveniently use the layers to hide behind. And we may not even be aware we're doing it, but we hide to protect ourselves, to stay safe, in order to prevent ourselves from being hurt, criticized, judged, not being liked, or not fitting in. The thing is that when we don't show up in life authentically, several things happen. For one, it becomes very easy to judge others. Understand that whatever negative thoughts or judgment you cast upon others, it usually reveals an area of your own insecurities. The world around us is our mirror, and judging someone does not define who they are, it defines who we are. More often than not, the things we dislike and judge in others are a reflection of the things we cannot accept about ourselves. And when we're not living authentically, we tend to justify everything. Usually we reach for excuses and justifications when we want to appear confident or present a positive image of ourselves. However, we're unknowingly showing off our insecurities when looking for approval or acceptance in others. If you find yourself having to justify everything in your mind, you're not being realistic and truthful with yourself. On any given day, We make so many decisions. Some are minor ones and some can be real doozies. Some are wiser decisions than others. But the bottom line is we just need to own our darn decisions and get over the fear of admitting what it is we truly want. If we're not embracing authenticity, we basically give our power away. When we have that need to seek validations and answers from others, it can stem from fear of the unknown, but it also means that we're giving our power away. It's giving in to the fear and it's letting it control you. Why does having others tell us what the right decision is feel so good? Because it relieves us of personal responsibility. And it lets us avoid the risk we take with that leap of faith and trusting ourselves. Reclaim your personal power by showing up, learning how to look inward, and get the answers for what it is you need and want. We also tend to minimize our emotions and stuff them down when we're not being authentic. Our emotions are there for a reason. An emotion means something to you. Emotions are energy in motion, so whether it feels good or bad, it's a vibration. The more it feels good and energetic, it means you're in alignment with your values and what you desire and want. And the more it feels heavy or bad, the further away you are from your truth. Use emotions as a tool to guide you, to help you understand what needs to change. And just know that when you gloss over these uncomfortable emotions or hide from them, you're essentially ignoring your authentic self. You know, all of these that I mentioned were part of my life before I started to embrace me as me a little more. After deciding to lift the veil of fear and see the world with a new set of eyes, I learned that vulnerability is being willing to express the truth no matter what. The truth of who you are, the essence at your core, and what you're feeling at any given moment. I've come to understand that vulnerability is a sign of strength, and so I work at it every day. And I do mean work at it. It's still something that doesn't come easily to me. But after finishing Brené's book, Daring Greatly, I was moved to dig a little deeper into the concepts she presents. I realized that my thinking of I don't do vulnerability was holding me back in life. It was preventing me from having rich and deep connections and relationships with others. It was preventing me from connecting with myself, my desires, my needs, and what really makes me who I am. And so I decided that I didn't want to live my life on the sidelines where it was safe as I had done for so many years. I wanted to get into that arena, as she mentions in her book, whatever that would look like, and play full out. I wanted to take the chances, cultivate the meaningful connections, take risks, put the inner fear aside, and allow myself to be seen and fully experience life. I may not always succeed, but I know I'm trying, and the intention within is definitely there. If you've listened to some of the other episodes of the podcast, you know how I feel about awareness. So, like everything else, authenticity requires self-awareness. And so part of our authentic self is sorting through the beliefs that we have been carrying around, the ones that are remnants from childhood or the ones that were merely someone else's perception of us, but we somehow internalized as our own, and they caused us to become insecure and scared to be seen. Being authentic means coming from a real place within. It's when our actions and words match our beliefs and values. It's being ourselves, not an imitation of what we think we should be or have been told we should be. Let me just say this here. There is no should in authentic. When you live the life you think you should live, you stop living the life you want to and were meant to live. Should is how other people want us to live our lives. Living in your truth becomes a reality the day you decide to take control of your life. Live the life you want to live and do things that daily bring you happiness and joy. Ask yourself the following question. If money, time, excuses, or the opinions of others weren't an issue, what would you be doing with your time? What lights you up? Is it painting, singing, dancing? Is it helping others or cooking or starting a business? What are the things that make you feel alive and bring you joy? Perhaps take some time to write about these in your journal and think about how you can do more of them. In Brené's quote I read earlier, there's two parts that really stand out for me. The words letting go and embracing. What is it that you need to let go of in order to start living your truth? What layers do you need to shed in order to get to the core of who you are and arrive home? There must be an awareness of what that looks like and feels like, and a willingness to act in accordance with your genuine nature, even when it feels vulnerable and uncomfortable. Trust me, I know, it's not easy. But this is so important because it liberates us from the pressures of always having to be perfect or trying to be something else. When you live with this kind of self-awareness, decisions are made easier because you're free to choose the things that move you closer to your values. You're able to stand in the presence of your imperfections because you accept your humanity. And so what I want for you is that you choose you. My wish for you is that you become clear in what you are choosing. That you set the intention to take a step toward yourself and everything that is within instead of walking away from yourself. Know that self-love and self-connection and compassion are the foundation for living a grounded, authentic life. My hope is that you let go of everything that currently keeps you out of alignment and instead choose to step into a conscious, deliberate, vulnerable, and intimate relationship with yourself. Know that transformation is not about becoming someone new. It's about clearing and releasing all that is blocking you from becoming who you really are. I want you to be happy with yourself as you are, without labels or identification. Choose joy in the everyday tender moments that arise in your life and know that it has always and will always remain inside of you. Allow yourself to be understood. Shift in your perspective so that you truly see and appreciate all of your fantastic flaws as gracious gifts for the first time. Know that when you choose authenticity, you choose to live a more open, honest, and engaged life. You'll be more confident as you listen to your inner voice, your gut, and start operating from that inner wisdom as your guide. Remember that you can't control what others think of you. All you can do is put yourself out there and feel secure in the fact that you'll attract the right people and situations into your life. Let down your guard and do what feels natural. Say what you really feel. It reminds me of the song by Sarah Barry Ellis, Brave, which says, "You can be the outcast or be the backlash of someone's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's going to hurt you the way that words do. When they settle neath your skin, kept on the inside and no sunlight, sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave." Oh, it's such a great song. There were many moments in my life, and still at times to this day, where I chose to remain silent and didn't say what I needed to say honestly. I'm learning it's a process of getting there. It takes time to shed the years of the layers that have been built up. It takes time to get to the point of being comfortable enough to speak up and not feel choked by fear, to not be worried of the what if. I too am still learning that when it comes to being authentic, I must let go of the attachment to the outcome, as that's going to have a strong influence on my well-being. I know, it's not easy, and I agree. So, slowly, learn to let go of what others will think, of what they may say or do. Authenticity doesn't happen overnight. Embracing authenticity is a day-to-day, moment-to-moment choice. It's a peeling back of each of those layers we talked about earlier. It's consciously committing to living your truth. It's about coming home to yourself. Authenticity is about living and experiencing one situation at a time, because there's nothing more important than the present moment, right? As this wonderful quote by Joseph Campbell says, "The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are." Work then on developing a strong sense of self-awareness that allows you to define and determine precisely what it is you need from this life to be happy. Drop the need to be perfect and drop the need to perfect the things that are happening in the future or the things that happened in the past. I invite you to start living in the present moment and embrace life for what it is. Find the meaning you're so desperately seeking and define it entirely on your own terms, sweetheart. I hope that this episode sparked the insight within and leads you to live a more intentional and authentic life. I would love it if you would share it with someone you feel could benefit from listening to this episode. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. I thank you once again for sharing this time with me here on the show. Until next time, I send you love and light. May your cup be full and overflowing.